This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Over the years, Boulder and Denver have become hubs for tech startups, and the region is home to widely respected scientific research institutions, often drawing comparisons to Silicon Valley. A new report from Colorado State University suggests Northern Colorado is poised to receive the same recognition, but with an agrarian twist. KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
When Governor John Hickenlooper took the stage at Colorado State University's recent Agricultural Innovation Summit, he didn't start by praising Colorado's farmers, scientists, and entrepreneurs.
I want to start and just spend a minute talking about the Netherlands.
The Netherlands is the second largest agricultural exporter in the world, behind the U.S., and Hickenlooper's eyes light up as he tells the crowd how the Dutch economy has become a powerhouse in growing vegetables, producing dairy products, and processing poultry.
The Netherlands isn't very big. They don't have a whole lot of people.
But Dutch universities pass research on to farmers. Food processing companies have staked headquarters there. And small tech startups are popping up to solve nagging problems in crop production and food packaging. They do it all as neighbors in a tightly knit area called the Dutch Food Valley.
What's interesting is we're doing that exact type of collaboration here in Colorado.
A new report from Colorado State University economist Greg Graff outlines exactly how the Northern Front Range is transforming into something similar to the Dutch Food Valley. His equation for explaining the growth sounds something like this. Universities plus entrepreneurs minus regulation multiplied by high quality of life equals innovation.
We're poised, if we play our cards right, both as a state government, as a land-grant institution, as an industry, to become the Silicon Valley of agriculture for the 21st century.
To back up that bold claim, Graff points to patents and publications. Private agricultural companies are on a tear, patenting new technologies in irrigation, food science, and plant genetics. Public scientists are also keeping pace, publishing research articles in agricultural science in record numbers.
To borrow a phrase from real estate, the three most important factors in driving innovation in any industry are talent, talent, and talent.
And Graff says it's all concentrated in Northern Colorado. That density is leading to new ideas and new businesses. Colorado's food and ag industries have been growing 2 to 4 times faster than the state's economy overall for the last 20 years. The state's plains may be where the corn is grown and cattle are raised, but Graff says it's Denver where agriculture is being transformed.
The urban core is, in fact, the heart of agricultural innovation in the state of Colorado.
We are seeing this industry grow exponentially in Denver.
That's Mayor Michael Hancock.
Where small businesses are going into these incubators and they're coming out as stronger businesses.
Hancock says new neighborhoods are being structured around community gardens, small farms, and food hubs. Denver is also home to some of the biggest players in food processing, hosting headquarters for the country's largest flour miller and the world's largest maker of mozzarella cheese. And unlike other sectors in the state, Governor Hickenlooper says growth in the food industry seems to be stable.
That innovation is going to create high-paying jobs that are, you know, long-lived. It's not going to be like just, it's not going to be some of this boom and bust stuff that we've seen in the past.
A not-so-subtle dig at energy companies that have a history of moving in and out of communities to drill for oil and natural gas, currently on a slowdown across northern Colorado. All this movement within the state's agricultural economy came a bit by surprise to former Larimer County Commissioner Kathy Reynolds. She's now with CSU and says no single person or organization can take credit for Colorado's burgeoning ag innovation hub.
But we literally have a research corridor here that grew organically. It grew by itself and probably grew because nobody saw it, so they couldn't screw it up.
But screwing it up is still an option. The same report that identified the Ag Innovation Cluster says it'll take a concerted effort to nurture the fledgling sector. And it says Colorado's movement to corner the market on ag innovation likely won't be realized for more than a decade. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.